Chapter 2, The Power of Faith. Years ago, early in my career as a speaker, I had what I thought was a great idea for an evening of spirituality and musical entertainment. It actually was a great idea, but I had another idea that wasn't so great. That instead of telling people how great the evening was going to be, I'd surprise them with it once they got there. Marketing genius, I know. So, of course, not that many people came. After all, I'd promoted it as if you just had to trust me that it would be worth your while. I had rented a huge, beautiful theater. We had fabulous musicians. The evening was really first class and wonderful. Among those who were there, a common comment was, "Wow, if I had known how great this was going to be, I would have brought 10 friends. If only." My parents had flown from Houston to Los Angeles for the occasion, and at the end of the show, they came backstage to congratulate me. As my father put his arms around me, I burst into tears. "Oh, Daddy," I sobbed, "it was such a bomb." "What are you talking about?" he exclaimed. "It was wonderful." "Yeah, but not enough people were there," I complained. "Daddy, I lost $10,000. "All hell, little sister," he said to me. "First of all, I'm proud of you that you've made $10,000 you could lose. And I'm proud of you that you risked it on something so great. If anybody gives you trouble about this, you just tell them you can absorb the loss." The next day, and for several days thereafter, a girlfriend of mine who was one of the singers in the show kept fretting about my financial loss. But instead of joining in with her dismal, albeit compassionate outlook, I took my father's advice and kept saying, "Tony, I can absorb the loss." I said it so often that I began to convince myself, and in time I think I convinced her too. I didn't have control at that point over what had happened in the past, but I had control over how I dealt with it now. I had made a mistake, yes, but the universe wouldn't hold me to it. The path toward or away from financial recovery lay in how I chose to think about what had happened. As proof of utter failure and doom, or as an opportunity to forgive myself and attract a miracle. What I needed more than anything else right then was faith. Faith that I could go forward and ultimately recoup my losses. Faith is not just a theological principle. It is a mental and emotional...